enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
Red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry.
Paul has a head like a ping pong ball.
Mark has a dream like a big fancy hall. Sorry, we're just warming our voices up. I didn't realise. Usually we do a very long vocal warm-up before
we start. Sorry, the press record.
That's really embarrassing, isn't it? Welcome to Left of Left Field, everybody.
Welcome.
That's the most confusing start to any radio show in British broadcasting history. Here are some real, real Left of Left Field headlines from around the world for your delectation, Hebden Bridge. Here we go. Bong!
Chef throws his heart into helping feed the needy.
It's an extreme move, but, you know, they needed some iron.
Bong!
Meeting on open meetings is closed. Brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Bong!
Astronaut takes blame for gas in spacecraft.
Everybody looking at
him. Sorry, me. My fault, that's mine. Bong!
Florida man tried to pawn stolen jewellery at store managed by a woman he just robbed.
No.
Well done, Einstein. Good lad. Bong!
New study of obesity looks for a larger test group.
Oh, come on!
Bongy!
Man who tried to turn his feces into gold, jailed. Judge says it was an interesting experiment, doomed to failure. Jailing him seems harsh, right?
No, not in this world.
You're right. Trump's America.
Here's a song. This is a great song. It's by The XX. And it's What I Think of You. Dangerous.
Brr.
Say goodbye.
Oh, thanks, XX. Thanks for coming in, guys.
We're still
on. What do you mean? It's a great gig. Thanks for the gig. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, hey, you're great. Congratulations on all the awards. Oh, Mark, you're great. Paul says thanks. XX? They're gone, mate.
I honestly thought we'd just stopped. I honestly thought no more.
No, they were just saying they were alive.
His LOL is never going. We are doing that until the last show.
Okay, yeah. Mate, what's been happening in your life?
Well, we had a scary moment the other day.
It was basically our
gorgeous dog Scrabble ran off. She doesn't run off.
No.
We keep her in the garden normally. And we live on a busy road, and next to the busy road, she has to cross Keithley Road.
Yeah.
And it's just like, she has no road sense whatsoever. So we didn't realise for about 15 minutes that she'd gone.
Oh.
And then we were wandering around town, and it was May Day. Beautiful, sunny.
So busy that night.
And also, the trades club had a fantastic street party. So I'm like wondering.
Just joined in and forgot about the dog?
No, yeah, that's right. Still not found it. The girls were crying. It's just all so weird.
Oh, no.
And then the beauty of social media, we didn't know. She'd obviously just wanted a pint. She got into the White Lion in town.
She got into a pub?
Yeah, she got into a pub. The barmaids just absolutely adored her, sat playing with her, and somebody stuck a photograph up and said, dog lost. And then loads of people were phoning me going, I think it's Scrabble's in the White Lion.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
People
But for about 45 minutes, it was quite scary.
That's a lovely story in the midst of, let's face it, really grim news everywhere.
Yeah, true.
Oh, we've been going through in my house, there's a, I don't know if you've had this done yet, but you know the gas and electricity thing at the minute? They started
the
putting
meter.
The meter. Right. I don't know how you've... So to explain it, you've not had this done. At the minute, gas and electricity companies, power companies, are offering a meter... which is a visual aid to see how much your electricity you're moving at any given moment.
Yeah.
So, frankly, you put a kettle on and it starts scaling into the red. And you just, every moment, I find myself looking at it in a blind panic all the time.
They say you get past it, though. Have you got past it?
No, it's been here for 2 months. I'm not past it. And it feels like it's judging me.
So every time you've got a visitor or anything, that's extra.
Really, washing your hands in hot water again, Mark, it seems to say with its eye.
I got a letter saying, smart meter, and then they rang me up and said, you haven't told us whether or not we can come into the smart. I said, yeah, I just don't know whether I want it. She said, well, you don't have to, but you will at some point. I said, well, until I have to, I think I've just not done it.
You've done the right thing. Here's a little for the conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
So a mate of mine, she had one put in, and like us, actually, they couldn't do off the gas boiler because it was too old.
Yeah.
So I'll only be able to have a gas one when we get a new gas boiler and a system like that. Anyway, I think that's how it works. But we've only got a Leckie one.
Yeah.
But this guy who fitted her electric one said, he said, you know why they're all doing this, don't you? And she goes, no, why? He said, so it means that when we run out of gas and there's an electricity problem, when if the infrastructure collapses, they can just shut it all off remotely in certain sections. He was serious. He wasn't joking.
Yorkshire.
Yeah, but obviously Yorkshire. That's ludicrous. But you consider, actually, of all the... It doesn't seem that far-fetched.
But it doesn't control your gas. It just monitors it. It's just...
It's a remote control device that reports back to the company.
Right.
So I can see technically how that might
work. For me, I just think it's just one of those things where they're getting rid of people who come and read your meters. It's another cost-cutting... More jobs lost that actually we do need.
Well done, society. Aren't we great?
Anyway, might not be, but that's my take on it. Shall we have a song?
Yeah, let's cheer ourselves up. This is Eleanor Friedberger. Do you know her?
No, but I did enjoy it when I listened to it.
I just read a review of hers in The Guardian and just clicked into it, and she's just a great songwriter. It's just a great song. So this is...
And this is where you'll find me, In Between Stars.
Oh, man, that sounds beautiful. Does it?
In Between Moons, I was the sea. I don't know how I come to see the world exclusively through your eyes. Everything I buy and eat and do with you in mind.
I just love this song.
Thanks, Eleanor. Hey, you're welcome, guy. God. What's up? Hey, listen, you do a great show, Mark. And thanks for having me. Thanks for paying for me to come over. You're welcome, Eleanor. Paul's here to... Oh, what a rude woman.
I didn't realise she was Welsh.
I'm just not bored of it yet. I'm not bored of doing it yet, mate. Right, it's time for inventions. Invest your pension, Paul's hair extension ideas.
That's because you warmed up at the beginning of the show. Yeah, that's how you hit that note.
Right, this is a little section of the show where Paul has some inventions. He's made one of them up, and I've got to guess which one it is.
So I've got two sets of three.
Yeah.
So we'll do three now and guess it. Beautiful. On the song, another three.
Beautiful.
I've just gone for... There's no theme. These are just some good old-fashioned inventions.
Great. Do you know what? I had a look online for when I'm doing my... I thought, I'm just going to do some more. Couldn't find any, so well done for you.
I think I might have found the last ones.
Right, go on then.
Okay. Abhanser.
Like, so is it like a grid you put on your stomach to make your... That's me guessing, by the way.
That's exactly what it is.
Is it?
So it's a wire grid.
Yeah.
Right, that you put on and strap it so that when you take it off...
It's got indentations.
You've got indentations.
That's ridiculous.
So it doesn't matter what size you are, you've got abs.
There's no way that's not true. Okay. That exists.
So, make a statement with bun case swimwear.
Bun
case swimwear.
Right, okay.
Right.
Oh no, not buns.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Have you ever been told that you've got a bit of a muffin top coming over the top of your
bikini
or your trunk, something like that?
My bikini, yes.
Yeah. I'm including both sexes in this.
Yeah.
Because it happens, it's very mean-spirited people who go, a bit of a muffin top. Embrace that muffin top by wearing swimwear that is made like bun cases, so that it's what would be underneath the muffin. Can I go, I know.
So you're actually wearing muffin?
Yeah, I know. Who the hell are you to be judging me?
Well, I tell you what, joking apart, that's happening more and more, you know. I thought we were past the bullying thing.
Me too.
But it's happening all the time.
Me too.
Oh, look, magazines constantly showing pictures of women with sweat patches and, you know, it's awful.
Being normal. Being normal.
Being mammals.
Just being a mammal. How weird. Look at her. Look at him. Isn't he normal?
And weirdly, often written by women.
Yeah, I know.
It's weird. Anyway.
I saw you earlier, mate, trying to put your sock on.
Yeah.
Struggling a bit now, aren't you?
Yeah, my age.
You need the sock buddy.
Tell me about the sock buddy, buddy.
It's a bit like the Abhanser, made out of a sort of wire.
Yeah.
Where it's got two handles. So you put your one hand there, one hand there.
One hand by either side of your shin, just to paint a picture for the audience who are on the radio.
Yeah, and you put the sock in on a kind of a wire tube in the middle. So you pull it up and your foot goes
into the sock. So you've got a bad bike, it just stops you bending over.
So it's a sock buddy. So out of these three, which did I make up?
Yeah. The muffin thing. You made up the muffin thing.
Yeah, I did.
Of course you did.
It's brilliant, though.
No,
we should all have
absolutely ludicrous. And don't look to please yourself, because you don't deserve to. I knew the minute you called it the muffin thing that it was over, that.
I didn't call it the muffin thing, I called it the bun case swim.
Yeah, that. That's it, bun case. Actually, nobody calls them bun cases either.
Yes, you do. What do you call them, then? You're a chef.
I call them a case full of sugary dreams.
is a brilliant song to get past this awfulness. This is Jonas Policewoman, one of my favourite songs. It's about her dad. What was it like?
Said.
I love that song.
Yeah.
It's got a beautiful line in it, and it's something her dad used to say to her, which is, I never saw how judging people could ever do anything for me. And the way she fits that into that song is just beautiful, because it's just a great line as well.
Yeah,
it's true.
It is, yeah.
Why do we have to bother judging people? It's just, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, blah, blah, blah.
So she's just passing me a note. dear Mark, thanks for having me on the show. It might have changed my musical career. She's very, very welcome.
Yeah.
I think she didn't notice you because I was stood up.
Yeah.
That's all I can assume.
Well, we've had tweet exchanges, actually. I've even been competitive in a fictional rendition of Jonas Policewoman. We've tweeted each other. She knows who I am.
Right, okay. Well, yeah, we'll let you believe that. So, your next set of inventions, go.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Neck curtains for cars.
Just the way you said it.
I think this is a brilliant idea. If you want a bit of privacy while you're picking your nose,
what?
You can buy
I think somebody caught me doing that when I was driving, by the way.
It's so weird that it's when you're driving that you find yourself, you can go,
it's just me time.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to listen to in the middle of the road, American Rock at full volume.
They're extra thin lace curtains, and the weft means you can see out.
Yeah,
so
very good.
No obstacles.
Yeah.
People can't see in.
Not on the front windscreen though.
No, the side.
Yeah, right, okay. Because that's death, isn't it?
So there's that one. There's also, I've not got a name for this, but I did like it.
Okay.
So when you're trying to do a selfie, hold your phone up like that with your two fingers almost like
holding the back of the phone. Yeah,
yeah. The phone can be quite slippy.
Yes.
So this is a phone case.
Yeah.
With a large nose, and those two fingers that are sticking up go up the nose.
Up the nose.
So
what do you mean it doesn't have a name? That's suspicious.
I couldn't find the name of it. I just found a photograph of it. And
okay. Because I've seen a variation of that. That's like it's like a little just something that sticks out the back of the phone, so it rests between your middle finger and your forefinger.
Right. Okay.
So it steadies it.
No.
So it sounds like no, but it sounds like a variation of the same thing. But yours is more revolting.
Mate, you know what it's like at the football, where we sit.
Yeah.
Sometimes the sun's coming down.
Yeah.
You haven't got.
You've not got your cap.
You've not got your cap, so you have to put your hand up there.
Yeah.
Right. How about shady hand?
Right.
Okay.
Elastic. I'm in. I'm just going to say straight away, I'm in.
It's elastic and a foam hand that is doing that gesture above your eyebrows.
I'll give you £250,000. This is Dragon's Den, I'm in.
So, did I make up...
This is trickier.
Neck curtains for cars.
Yeah.
The nose selfie thing.
Yeah.
For your phone. Shady hand.
I think... if I get this wrong, the one with the fingers up the nose, stop doing shady hand. If the fingers up the nose thing, if that's yours, if you've made that one up, I've been a bit unlucky really, because there are variations of that for sure. Hand steady is for selfies, definitely.
No, you'd be wrong.
I think that exists.
There's nothing about luck, mate. You're either right or wrong. Stop with the unlucky.
All right, fair enough.
Stop with the unlucky.
The shady hand is... the sort of thing you might stop doing, shady hand.
It's going to be the new dab.
Actually, don't keep doing it, because it kind of looks like you're saluting me out of respect.
It's going to be the new dab. People are going to go around shady handing each other.
I think you made up neck curtains for cars.
I did.
Should I tell you why I got that right? Because you couldn't come up with a better name. You just called it what it was. Neck curtains for cars. But that wouldn't be the name of the product.
Neck curtains for cars.
I've called this product. It means you can pick your nose in private. You know, it's going to be great. And it's like neck curtains for cars. What are you going to call it? Neck curtains for cars. It doesn't work.
See, the problem with these inventions, when you actually find these mad ones, is you're too good at guessing mine. So I should go back to the boring ones.
I think it's... the ones you've made up are always the most northern. Boring cases. Neck curtains for cars. Right. No. If you want to get in touch with us, and I don't know why you would.
But if you want to,
you can get in touch with us on Twitter. Paul is at...
PaulCoates_.
On Twitter. And I'm at Mark Charnock. You can get in touch with the radio station itself and buy the songs that we're playing if you want.
Yeah.
They're at Hebden_radio
yeah.
or www.hebden.com. hebdenradio.co.uk.
Couldn't be simpler.
You can email us.
Yeah. I didn't think you were going to say
that. Shame.
leftoflectfield@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can email us. You know, just get, or you can approach us in the street wearing a garish outfit.
And if you, if you feel like it, just say, thanks, Paul.
Maybe you want to make some left.
For all those bands that come in here and leave and never say thanks, Paul. Just say thanks, Paul.
Wouldn't it be great if everybody came up to us in the street when we were together and only said thanks to me?
Yeah. Or if I'm on my own, say, tell Mark I said thanks.
That's the best. For me, that's the best one. Right, let's play another song and then it'll be a time for Rid LOL.
God.
This is, this is Lean and In Action.
Welcome, Paul.
Hey.
No, that was just you doing it.
No, it wasn't.
No, you just, that was just like me. Thanks, Lee. Thanks for coming in, guys. You're really welcome. Paul. Tell the other guy's a douchebag.
He's from Wales as well.
No.
Riddle me this.
Oh.
Riddle me that.
Oh.
Am I a dog? Am I a cat?
It rhymes with cat.
If you do riddle it well, you'll be the winner. Of Rid LOL.
Why do you say that horrible voice?
I don't know.
That really,
I'm really doing my riddles.
Unctuous voice. This is a part of the show that I hate, and you'll understand why within about 2 minutes. Paul loves, because it gives him a sense of superiority.
So we've been accused of late. Maybe you should go first.
Accused of what? Don't leave it like that. What have I been accused of?
No, we've been accused
I didn't do it.
Of slightly dumbing them down for you, I think, essentially. And the people who like Rid LOL want some hard ones again. So
by the people who like Rid LOL, who do you mean specifically? Well, name him. Name and shame him.
Peter Carey's for one. Yeah. Esther, my friend Esther said the same thing.
Andrew Kirk
has also said it.
They're all, I'm going to say it, a bit snooty.
So here we go. I've got a really hard one, and I've got an easy one to make you feel better at the end.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
And apparently 97% of people get this wrong on the first try. So if you get it right...
Thanks for giving me that out.
If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, who am I to Teresa?
Oh, gosh.
Again?
Yeah.
If Teresa's daughter...
Right, let me just give me that a minute. Teresa's daughter, yes.
Is my daughter's mother...
Wait. Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother. Who is Teresa to me? If Teresa's... Oh,
no,
my friend.
Who am I to Teresa?
Oh, yeah. Say it one more time.
Okay.
Just do it a bit. Because remember, my
Peter
brain's...
Peter Carey's
got it. Andrew Kirk is actually blowing one of those little trumpets. Because he got it even before you finished the sentence.
If Teresa's daughter...
Right. Yeah.
Is my daughter's mother.
Right, wait, stop. Right, if Teresa's daughter... is my daughter's mother. Oh, my God.
97% don't get it.
Go on, come
on. I got it.
Go on. It's my daughter's mother. Who am I to Teresa?
Yeah.
Teresa's daughter.
You really want to get it.
Radio.
You really want to get it. I can see.
I do.
I've got an easy one in a minute. You get that one.
Don't say that. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother. I'm doing this for the audience as much as me. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's. So my daughter's mother. My daughter's mother. Wait. My daughter's. No, I'm. Oh! She's Teresa.
No.
I'm Teresa.
No.
Teresa!
No!
But if Teresa's daughter is her daughter's mother, who is it? I don't know.
Teresa's daughter.
What?
It just is.
Right. Let's move on. I'll do one for you.
Okay.
That was exhausting and also really, really disappointing. Right, okay. This is because you, Paul, actually, in the last few weeks, uncharacteristically, I've been getting some right and Paul's not been getting any right.
No.
To be fair to him, the clues I've been giving him, because he's good at this, have been a lot.
They've been really hard.
Yeah, they have. And stupid.
Yeah.
So I've actually just tried to come up with a normal logic one.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I think you'll get this, but I'm not going to put that on you because that's not fair. Right. A large truck is crossing a bridge 1 mile long.
Okay.
The bridge can only hold 14,000 pounds. Which is the exact weight of the truck.
Right.
The truck makes it halfway across the bridge and stops. A bird lands on the truck. Does the bridge collapse give a reason? Do you want me to read it for you again?
Yes.
A large truck is crossing a bridge 1 mile long.
Yeah.
The bridge can only hold 14,000 pounds, which is the exact weight of the truck. The truck makes it halfway across the bridge and stops, and a bird lands on it. Does the bridge collapse? Give a reason with your answer. You can't just remain silent, because this is British radio. I'll speak while Paul's brain. Paul's got his rinsing his brain in a bucket.
I don't know.
It's a genuine logical. There's no word play in there. There's no trick. Because when I first read it, and I was thinking, oh, does it mean the truck is 1 mile long? What is it? Is it one of those stupid?
Is it something about the fact that because it's halfway, the weight is distributed evenly?
No.
So it's nothing about that.
No.
Is it about the bird's weight?
Partially. Because. The truck itself is precisely what the bridge can take.
Yeah.
So the bird landing on it
should break it.
I'm going to help you out, there's a reason it doesn't.
Is it because the driver got out?
No, because I would have said that in the question. Okay. It's a fair guess, but
is it a ladybird?
No. No. Do you want me to just tell you?
Is it a lady?
Right, shall I just tell you?
Yes, please.
It's because the truck has shed some of its petrol by driving that half mile.
That's very good.
See, that wasn't an unfair one, was it?
No, that's really good. That's really good.
I wonder if Andrew and Pete and let's call it their mutual friend, Smugness, got that.
I hope not. They're going to pretend they did. Nice quick one. A rooster laid an egg on top of the barn. Which way did the egg roll?
Is it a joke or is it a logical one?
It's logical enough.
Oh, it's a joke.
No, it's not.
A rooster laid in it. Roosters can't lay eggs. Right.
Do you know what? I'd say that was a sure thing you were going to get that. So we're Klein.
Oh, wow. Nice song. Very good, very good, very good, very good.
I'm not going to pretend that they're there.
They are just in the corridor, but I had my conversation with them outside. I'm meeting them for a barbecue in a bit.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Right, it's my YouTube. Okay, all right, this is just a bit of a silly one. I'm going to do two sets of three here, one either side of the next song. It's a really simple one. George W. Bush quotes.
Brilliant.
I mean,
so two are real.
Two of the following three are real, and I've made one up. So, once again, the ones that are real are mind blowing.
Yeah.
But two of these are real. Right, okay, here we go. I'm not going to do his voice because I can't, but here we go.
Well, you've done the voice of every band that's been in here. It's not stopped you.
First one. About education. Rarely is the question asked, is our children learning? Rarely is the question asked, is our children learning?
I think there's a good reason that's rarely asked.
Next one. It's George having a go at metaphor with a microphone in front of him. Golf isn't just a game. No, it is just a game. And I can't think of a good metaphor. Forget it.
I don't believe he knows the word metaphor.
I think we can all agree the past is over. So, which of these do you make up? I'll go through them quickly. Rare is the question asked, is our children learning? Golf isn't just a game. No, it is just a game, and I can't think of a good metaphor. Forget it. Or, I think we can all agree, the past is over.
They're brilliant. I think I'm going to go with, I know I said it as a joke, but I think I'm going to go with that he didn't know, he wouldn't be eloquent enough to use the word metaphor whilst using a metaphor.
You're absolutely right. Well, I suppose I'll do three more. He's got a new album out, Frank Turner. This is Blackout.
Oh,
I've only just discovered him as an artist. He's great.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, really. Is he British?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know much about him.
He's very clever.
He was like, I think, unfairly labelled as the new Billy Bragg.
Yeah, he was a bit. Yeah.
But that's just because he writes political sort of folk song, but he's great.
This is a terrific song, it's very catchy. It's quite poppy actually, it's good this. Alright, enjoy it, see you in a bit. sorry. I don't know why I signed off before that song. But I say, I enjoy it. I'll see you later.
I'll see you in a bit.
What the hell's wrong with me? Okay.
It got a little bit too casual then, didn't it?
Thanks, Frank. You're welcome, Mark. I'll see you at the barbecue. See you in a bit. Bye.
You forgot us were doing the barbecue.
Shit your face. Right, okay. So three more George Bush quotes. Which one of these have I made up? Three more absolute beauties.
Go on.
As I get older and wiser, I get wiser.
but not older.
It's no exaggeration to say the undecided could go one way or another.
Do you know what these remind me of?
What?
Those Coleman balls.
Yeah.
From Private Eye.
He's just got every speech, you know. And finally, I'll be long gone before some smart person ever figures out what happened inside this Oval Office. This Oval Office. Right, three.
Go on.
As I get older and wiser, I get wiser. Or, it's no exaggeration to say, the undecided could go one way or another. I'll be long gone before some smart person ever figures out what happened inside this Oval Office. He's amazing.
I think you made that one up.
No, he said that. Yeah. I know, it's amazing, isn't it? So you're left with, as I get older and wiser, I get wiser. Or, it's no exaggeration to say, the undecided could go one way or another.
Older and wiser.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Do you remember?
Go on.
There was a time when we thought that he was the lowest
America can't ever do this.
No. It's like, what?
I know. There's barrel scraping, and then there's the pavement beneath, and then there's the sewers.
And then there's Trump.
And then it's Journey to the Centre of the Earth with this clown, isn't it?
So if we work on the basis that even now, right now, we are saying to ourselves that America can go weirder.
Yeah.
Who?
Like, I don't know. A zebra, you know, just like it's somebody voting an animal.
It's a zebra, my friend.
It is in that country, you're right. Not here, though.
No, I know. They're not going to elect a zebra, though, are they?
They wouldn't know what it was.
It'd be British.
Maybe they'd elect somebody called Deborah. I don't know where we're going with this. No, let's leave it and play another song. Right, so this is The National and Turtleneck, which is what neither of us are wearing.
Mark, what do you really like?
great times.
We give this town gold.
Well, speaking of gold, I think this is gold, actually. This one, my little recommendation for people. This is a little section of the show where we talk about what we think you might or might not. You can take or leave them. Stuff we've enjoyed, we think you might enjoy them. And I think Hebden Bridge in particular might enjoy this. I watched a documentary. It was in two parts, and then it was followed by a live debate.
Okay.
On, I want to say Channel 4. I think it was Channel 4, you'll have to look it up. But it's got a very memorable name, it's called Genderquake. Okay. Do you know about this?
No.
Right, so Genderquake, it was a bit like Big Brother. So what they did was, they got people who identify in different ways.
Yeah.
Gay, straight, binary, non-binary.
Yep.
There was a gay guy in there who just put makeup on. There was a straight guy from Barnsley in there. There were people who were in the middle of transitioning, people who had transitioned. It was just, and they put them in a sort of Big Brother type house in the countryside.
Okay.
And just watched what happened as they discussed their different experiences with each other, and their different the problems they'd faced, the joys they'd faced once they'd transitioned. And it was, you know, I conceitedly consider myself quite politically correct, and I try to always be as understanding, I guess, as I can be about everybody, how different people are. And this programme made me realise, actually, even my worldview is quite narrow, actually.
Yeah.
And it made me realise the importance of listening to younger people who are much more aware of the multiple ways in which people identify now. So I thought I knew the basic tenets of different identities and stuff like that. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of ways, and it completely made me realise that actually, even in my liberal worldview, it's important to always seek out knowing more. You know, and it's so easy to sit back and go, well, I know I'm a very liberal person. Yeah. I think I'm tolerant to everybody, I think. Yeah. But actually, I don't have all the information.
No.
I don't have it. And it's important to seek it out so that when anybody does challenge it, you can go, no, actually, yeah, this is a thing. And these people, these young people, they were so brave. They were so great with each other. And there were some arguments too. And then you had the debate, and then you had some bigots in the audience shouting stuff out. They were I adored them. So if you get a chance to sort of seek it out, it's called Gender Quake, and I think it's a really important documentary that teaches us that the youth they can teach us so much, and I learned loads from it. So
I think that sounds absolutely fine, and I completely agree with you on we all have busy lives and we all have stuff that's going off, so if you can't find out more about a subject, that's absolutely fine. It's completely understandable. You can't know everything. But just don't give us your opinion unless your opinion is actually, you've taken it, because if you don't know anybody and you haven't seen all of these different identities and you can only know your experience really unless you look beyond your experience.
Keep trying to broaden it, I guess.
I think
that's what I've learned.
I think so.
Yeah, what's yours, mate?
Mine, actually, we had a rare night without the kids, so we cycled to Halifax and saw a film. The film perhaps wasn't the best film to see on a kind of a romantic night out with the missus, but it was a brilliant film.
Go on.
An absolutely brilliant film. It's called Custody, a French film called Custody.
I've heard about it. I had a review of it. It's
written and directed by Xavier Legrand, whether you say it like that or not. But you're in a solicitor's office at the beginning. You got the wife, you got the husband, and they're talking about custody of the kids. Her solicitor gives her side of events of why he shouldn't be allowed to see the kids. His solicitor gives his side of events. They are both absolutely plausible. And you kind of go, as does the judge, I don't know who to believe here.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the film plays out.
Wow.
And it's just fantastic.
I heard a review on the radio by Mark Comedy. Absolutely adored it.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant. Very simple.
Mm.
Very tense.
Yeah.
Sarah had to leave the cinema at one point because she doesn't do tense very well.
Oh, bless her.
But very moving, very, very important, an important film, I think.
Some great stuff going on.
Some great stuff. Sorry, hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you with a song now. This is Friendship. Good morning. Good morning. No?
No.
Good morning. Goodbye.
Unbelievable. See you next time. Bye.
Bye. I can feel your heart beating.